The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bobberty Live on a Friday afternoon. It was beautiful a couple of hours ago. I haven't been outside, so I don't know what's going on. It was gorgeous, but well, they said that there was going to be more rain. So whether it's raining, sun shining, I welcome you, and it's great to be alive. And it is such a privilege and an honor to welcome you to the program. I welcome LTDs everywhere, people who listen, think, and discern. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. Well, this is exactly what we expected. I told you yesterday that it looked like the House of Representatives, under the leadership of Speaker Nancy Pelosi, would bring to the floor of the House a vote on H.R. 5. Yeah, this is the so-called Equality Act, which is, of course, exactly the opposite of the name. Now, remember, if a piece of legislation is introduced by the progressive left, whatever the name is, the intent of the bill is exactly the opposite. This is not about equality. This is about discrimination, particularly against Christians and women. Well, it passed the House of Representatives by a vote of 236 to 173 with 23 either abstaining or not voting. So 236 to 173, mostly along party lines, but believe it or not, 8 Republicans voted in favor of this legislation. 8 Republicans. Now, why is this legislation so dangerous? Now, it has passed the House of Representatives. Now it's going to go to the Senate. I don't think it's going to pass the Senate. I hope not. And if it did, I believe President Trump will veto it. And I do not believe that if it would pass the Senate, it would pass with a veto-proof majority. I just don't think so. So I don't think there is a whole lot of chance that this legislation is actually going to come to pass. This is more about Democrats pandering to their base, the radicals in their base. They know that the Senate is controlled by the Republicans. They know that the president would probably veto it, but that's okay. This is window dressing. This is pandering to their base. And by the way, Republicans do that as well. Now, if this were to become law, what would it mean? Well, it would require biological men be allowed into women's restrooms, locker rooms, and showers if they simply say, "I feel pretty today." All they have to do is say they identify as a woman. That's it. And this law, nationwide, would require restaurants, health clubs, would require men be allowed in women's restrooms, locker rooms, showers, and so on and so forth. It would require boys be allowed to play in girls' sports in public schools if they simply say, "Hey, I identify as a girl." Doesn't have to be medical. They don't have to be transitioning. They don't have to have a doctor's note that this person is transgender. No, 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 no. All they have to do is say, "You know, I feel like a girl, and I want to play on the girls' soccer team. I want to play on the girls' volleyball team." It would require schools to allow that. It would force women's homeless shelters. Now, this is where it gets... This is an anti-women piece of legislation. Don't be fooled. The liberal left does not care about women. This piece of legislation would force women's homeless shelters and domestic violence shelters to allow biological men who claim to identify as women to bathe and bunk, sleep with the women. Can you imagine that? A domestic violence shelter, women who are petrified of abusive men being forced to sleep in a bunk above, next to a man. That's what this legislation would do. It would allow state government to remove children from parents' custody who don't consent to conversion hormone therapy, which has been proven to be very dangerous. It would force doctors to participate in gender transition surgeries and procedures. It would require businesses to participate in same-sex weddings, even if the same-sex wedding violates their religious belief. It would require faith-based ministries, churches, to abandon their statements of faith in hiring practices. They could not require. Here's a Christian school. Christian schools could not require teachers to subscribe to the statement of faith of that school. That's why I said this is incredibly, incredibly dangerous legislation. Now, here in the state of Ohio, who voted for it in the House of Representatives? Joyce Beatty, surprise, surprise. Marcy Kaptur, surprise, surprise. Marsha Fudge, surprise, surprise. Three of our Ohio representatives voted in favor of the legislation. Who voted against it? Steve Chabot, I think it's Chabot, Brad Winstrup, Jim Jordan, of course, Bob Latta, Bob Gibbs, Warren Davidson, Troy Balderson, David Joyce, Steve Stivers, Anthony Gonzalez. The Ohio representatives that did not vote, Bill Johnson, Mike Turner, and Tim Ryan, and I'm not sure why they did not vote. But that's how our Ohio representatives voted. And again, only three voted for this anti-woman, anti-Christian piece of legislation. So it has passed the House. It will now go to the Senate. I am assuming it's going to go down in flames in the Senate, or at least I certainly hope so, but we will see. We'll see. We'll keep an eye on it. All right, my number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I have an update on that Pennsylvania representative from the Pennsylvania House that filmed himself proudly bullying and harassing minor girls and an older woman for praying. Yeah, that's all. I have an update. We'll be back.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Hey, it is Friday. I don't think I mentioned it in the first segment, but on Fridays we open the phones. We really loosen our screening guidelines, and we can basically talk about anything you want to. On Fridays, love to hear from you, love to talk to you. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And because it is Friday, we're going to talk to Preston. And is this Preston that is usually in Cincinnati, but you're coming through Columbus? Is that correct?
Well, I'm headed to St. Clairsville. I just went through Columbus, and tomorrow I'll be at St. Clairsville, the prison up there.
Oh.
Sharing the gospel with those people incarcerated.
Good for you.
And I'll just go and ask the listeners if they'd give a prayer about that event. And because through prayer, great things happen. And I'll call and give you a full report next week.
All right. Now, is this something you do on a regular basis? Are you a chaplain, or is this ministry
I've been with the Bill Glass Ministry since 2006.
Wonderful.
And that's just another opportunity to get to share that word, because that's how people are changed, hearts and lives are changed, usually one person at a time, and see some great results.
Boy, that is wonderful, Preston. That is absolutely wonderful. Well, God bless you. I am so grateful that you called, and I'm going to encourage my listeners to pray for you. When will you actually be visiting the prison?
All day tomorrow.
God bless you, brother. Thanks so much. I am so grateful that you called today. Be safe and be blessed.
All right.
God bless you. I love this audience. We have so many people in this audience that are involved in one ministry or another. Speaking of blessed, I've got all kinds of stories to share with you. But I got to bring you up to date on our Christian Solidarity International campaign, Setting Slaves Free in North Sudan. Yesterday, I told you that we were $410 away from $10,000. Well, we had one of our precious listeners call the number 888-253-3522 and gave $410. So, now, I listen carefully, because I want to make sure that I make this clear. Technically, we are now over $10,000. Technically, we are. Why do I say technically? And I just want to say thank you to Dwight in Richwood, Chad in Columbus, and Scott in Johnstown. Those are the three that responded yesterday. Dwight in Richwood, Chad in Columbus, and Scott in Johnstown. And because of their generosity, we're technically at $10,015. Why do I say technically? Because last week, one of our listeners made a pledge by check of $250. Now, I know my listeners. And if one of our listeners called Christian Solidarity International and said, hey, I want to pay by check, I'm going to drop it in the mail, I just believe they're going to do that. I just do. I just believe that they are going to do that. So I'm not going to give the name or anything like that. But they pledged $250 by check. As of this morning, the folks at Christian Solidarity International have not received that check. They haven't. It has been pledged. And because of that, I have been counting it. All right? So, when that check gets to Christian Solidarity International, and I just have to believe that whoever it was that pledged it will mail it. I'm assuming they've already mailed it. And when it gets there, we'll be at $10,015. Now, if for whatever reason that check does not arrive, then we're $250 short of being at $10,000. So I just want to be completely open and honest with you. I have been counting that $250. And by the way, that is one slave being set free. It's what it costs, $250 to set a slave free. Now, I believe this is the last day. I believe our campaign is done over finished. That's what I think. I haven't looked at the paperwork, but I believe this is the last day of our campaign to set slaves free in North Sudan. Our goal when we began a week ago yesterday was $6,750. Right now, with that $250 check, we're at $10,015, which means 40 slaves will be freed. If for whatever reason that check does not come in, we're at 39. Now, I want to give you an opportunity. You can actually participate in setting a slave free. Here's the number that you can call. 888-253-3522. That's the number that Dwight and Chad called yesterday. Scott in Johnstown went online at thewordcolumbus.com, and he gave online. And you can certainly do that, thewordcolumbus.com. So here's where we're at. I said technically we're at 10,000. Actually, that's incorrect. Technically, we're $250 short because that check hasn't arrived. So technically, the folks at CSI, Christian Solidarity International, they cannot count it until it arrives. Obviously, that makes sense. So technically, we're about $250 short of $10,000. Now, would you like to make absolutely certain that we've reached $10,000? If we can have at least $250 pledged today, we would be at $10,000, whether that check arrives or not. If it does, well, that's another slave freed. If it doesn't, we would still be at $10,000 and 40 slaves set free. So let me give you the opportunity to call. Again, I think today is the last day. 888-253-3522. I do not have access to the call center, so I will not know until Monday how many of you have called today. And I'm hoping it would be great if we could just have five people call today. Whatever the amount, if it's $10, that's wonderful. If it's 50 or 100 or 250, let me give you the number one more time. Write it down. 888-253-3522. We are setting slaves free.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.